Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick joins us on the live line now. Chief, thank you so much for taking some time out. I know you have been crazy busy the last 3 days. How you been holding up?
Well, hi, everyone. Doing well. Thank you. And I think our officers, our professional staff, everybody's really doing very well.
What were the biggest challenges that you faced during this storm and that the rank and file faced out there dealing with the most snowfall we've seen in New Orleans in 130 years?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing, but so many of our officers have never even seen snow. And probably one of the biggest challenges is just driving in it. And they've never had that experience before.
Yeah, I don't guess that's something you cover in the academy, huh? How to drive on snow and ice.
Exactly. But if you think about it here, that is a real challenge. We wanted to make sure that they were safe as well. And they've really done a pretty good job. We did encourage them to find a big old parking lot and practice driving and stopping and things like that when they came on duty.
And a couple of videos did go viral of citizens helping out a few officers whose vehicles became either stranded in the middle of a street on ice or may have been in a little deep snow. I saw some citizens giving some of your officers a little friendly nudge and helping them get going again.
That was probably the bigger challenge. There was only, even like yesterday, between I think it was 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. yesterday, we had only had two accidents, and one did involve a police officer. No injuries, which we're grateful for. It was mainly getting stuck. And I think that's likewise with the community, is mainly getting stuck. We've done really well on accident prevention.
Yeah, I have some sheriff's deputies in my family, and when they were talking about what they'd be doing during the storm, one said, well, I'll probably be sitting in a ditch like everybody else. I'll just have pretty lights on with it. because we just we don't have the salt, we don't have the plows, we don't have the ability. But nonetheless, they did go out there, and they did their best to make sure they could continue to serve and protect.
Right, right. Yesterday I was out with some of the officers, and we actually took the moto. And the moto is the open air golf cart, a little bit fancier than a golf cart. And it did very well in the snow. And I'm planning to do that again today to go check on our officers and staff at the different district stations.
So the little 4x4 was kind of the saving grace,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, right, right.
What do you think your officers and you learned? I know there'll be a full after action later, but initially, what do you think you took away from managing this crisis and reacting to all the different things that popped up during this snowstorm?
Well, I think the best thing, and I think we did it very well along with our other partners, but we started to close these streets before all the ice hit, and then people do have major traffic jams on the interstate, on our major thoroughfares. We got ahead of the game. I did live in two different cities as a police chief that did have snow. And places that have snow sometimes take it for granted. And they let people get up on those interstates, and the next thing you know, everybody's in ditches, and you have 50 person or 50 car pileups. We didn't do that. We got ahead of the game. And I do think that that's a positive lesson that we can duplicate.
Yeah, and there's nothing worse than being stranded in a cold car in a pileup. And now you're dealing not only with the potential injuries from a crash, but sitting out in the cold forever. So I know people may have found it inconvenient or annoying that, wait, you've already closed things down, but the snow and ice isn't even here yet. But you were doing it preemptively so you wouldn't end up with a situation where we could have had many more sicknesses, illnesses, and deaths, frankly.
Absolutely. And we do know that it impacts and it's an inconvenience. But if you've ever been in a ditch in snow, you want to talk about being inconvenient. That's a greater inconvenience. But more importantly as well, we wanted to prevent anyone being physically injured and or even fatalities that have occurred. So I understand the inconvenience, but it's going to be inconvenient one way or the other. But public safety really is the trump.
The Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development told us last night that your department had asked them to close the Crescent City connection again shortly before 8 o'clock because there were a number of crashes that occurred as people were trying to get from the East Bank to the West Bank. But prior to that, it seemed like people were, by and large, heeding the warning, staying home, either out of fear because they didn't know how to drive in it or because they were just listening to advice from you and other officials. So kind of take us through that. Did it look like finally last night people got a little stir crazy and too many people got out at once?
Yeah, you know, that's a great point that you bring up and one that I want to emphasize with you and your audience today. You know, on the third day now in which people are going to be inbound, you're going to have cabin fever and people tensions rise. And I would ask people that if you find yourself being a little short with your loved ones and your friends and you're in a house or wherever you might be, take a breath. And I mean this seriously. Take a breath. Remove yourself. Go take a walk around the block in the snow. But don't let tensions build. This is an opportunity where domestic violence increases when people are shut up together. And so I do want people to be mindful of that. And I know you're tempted to get out, but get out before, and as well as if you've got to do errands or get medicine. I get that. You need to do it. But do it before night falls with the roads ice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Up again.
We're talking with the superintendent of the New Orleans Police Department, Chief Ann Kirkpatrick, as we are in the third day of now responding to, reacting to, and digging out of the most dramatic snowfall we've seen in New Orleans in 130 years. Yeah, we did see there were a couple of shootings over the last couple of days. But those seem to be isolated, and we also, though, saw we've not seen any fatal crashes. We have not seen any serious accidents. And so, by and large, I think, other than obviously we don't want people shooting each other during a snowstorm, by and large, it seems like the community was pretty well behaved.
Yeah, it really has been. And I'm grateful that people are listening and practicing. Just as I said, as we're going to this third night now where people are going to, tensions could rise. Please, please just practice the common sense approach. Remove yourself from the tensions. Go to another part of the house, watch a movie, do whatever you need, but don't let your tensions build.
We know that the number of officers you have has been a challenge since you took over, that the rank and file had been dwindling for years. Everyone would love to see 1,500 NOPD officers. Now you're below 900. Was that at all a challenge for you in dealing with this emergency?
Well, it is, because in all that we're doing right now and since I've been here, you know, we honestly believe in officer wellness. And when you work your officers too much, as well as your professional staff, you know, you're going to create burnout for them. And yet our staffing and our city's needs for police services don't go away. And so we have to service the city. And by doing that, it means we're extending very long hours on these officers. And so that is my greater concern as well, is trying to not create a wellness burnout for these officers. And so they're doing an amazing job. Really, they are. And could you imagine how we could better service the city if we had 1,200 to 1,500 officers? They've been incredible with what we have. Think of what we could do with more officers. So please look at us, look at our website. We're interested in talking with you.
How is that going, recruitment and retention, since you've joined the New Orleans Police Department, leading the New Orleans Police Department? How would you assess improvements that were the goal in attracting more qualified candidates and keeping the best cops that you have?
Well, first of all, we want to keep people if we can. Now, there are people who plan for their retirements, and they've been planning it for quite some time. So we're going to have a normal attrition. The city, before I came, really stepped up to the plate and did offer more salary, more bonuses for our senior staff, as well as all of our staff, to stay. As long as they're in good standing, of course, we want you to stay. It is also part of my job to try to create a work environment where you like coming to work. That is important as well. Morale is a part of my job to keep morale up. And so retention has been better. With respect to hiring, we're like every other major city in the country. We're struggling in getting the right people. Now, I want the right people. I know the right people are out there. And I'm not just going to fill a seat just because I have a vacancy. You have to be the best of the best to join an NOPD team.
You've got the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras coming up. How are things looking for that in terms of preparation, outside help? Last year, it was so crucial. We saw sheriff's deputies from across the state and from other departments elsewhere in Louisiana coming in to help you out. How are things shaping up for Super Bowl and Mardi Gras?
Well, actually, right before coming on this call with you, I was on an hour-and-a-half Super Bowl meeting. I've got another one this afternoon. This is an all-hands-on-deck preparation. The preparations began well over a year ago. And so there is an incredible amount of logistics involved, but we have also an incredible amount of resources coming in from the feds, from our regular federal partners, our local parishes. It really is a genuine partnership, but it's a very detailed plan. I think people can feel very comfortable and confident about coming and enjoying the Super Bowl, just like we did with Sugar Bowl. We were able to put Sugar Bowl together and really create an environment of fun and high confidence in your safety.
How much has the New Year's Day terrorist attack impacted the planning for Super Bowl? You said you just got off of another hour and a half long conversation about that. Are we seeing additional outside resources from the federal government or elsewhere as a result of the concerns raised by that New Year's Day attack?
Yes, we did are indeed having way more resources in terms of barriers, in terms of assets and people, dogs, all kinds of things. We are going to be, as I have used the term, when people come, I think you're going to see a sea of blue. And people should take great comfort in that. And just like we did with, you know, Taylor Swift was a huge planning event, and that just went flawlessly. We think, and we know, it's not just I think it, I know, the plans are solid. And we will certainly have the lessons learned with all the after-action reports that will come in time associated with the terrorist attack.
You know, the kind of blueprint for the Super Bowl security and then NFL security in general kind of began here in New Orleans, because the first Super Bowl after the 9/11 terrorist attacks was held at the Superdome. And it was the first time we had ever seen federal assets and national security, Secret Service and others coming in. And it seemed like that was kind of where it all began, was that first post 9/11 Super Bowl here in New Orleans. And it looks like we've seen the evolution with each game that's been here since, in terms of wider buffer zones, more assets and more security. I've got to imagine this is going to be the most secure Super Bowl ever, with the largest number of assets and the largest focus on security ever.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very secure. And, you know, I want to remind folks or actually extend a thank you to our mayor, because our mayor was also able to raise the security level, what we call a SEAR, S-E-A-R, that's an acronym, to a level one for Mardi Gras. And over several years, the mayor has requested from the federal government to raise our status from a SEER 2 to a SEER 1. So even with Mardi Gras, we're going to be having an incredible amount of federal assets that will be devoted to the city of New Orleans. And it's very, very solid plans. And anyway, we are I know that people can come out and really enjoy New Orleans, and we're not going to step on the culture either. We're going to be able to make both exist at the same time. The culture will remain, and the security will enhance.
Chief Ann Kirkpatrick, anything else you want to share with the people of New Orleans before you ride out on that souped-up golf cart and go take a look at what's going on with cleaning the streets and how your officers are doing in this snow and ice?
Yeah, so wave to us when we're out and about. But I want to thank the radio audience. New Orleans has been super, and they're a partner with us. You have been a partner, and we appreciate that you have listened to the warnings and the advice. And everybody's going to get out and play again probably tomorrow afternoon. All the weather will turn, and we will go back to enjoying the restaurants and the activities, and we look forward to seeing you out there.
I will enjoy riding around on that little 4x4. Before you leave, I will tell you, a few people have texted and asked, I don't know if this is the case or not, if there are officers at the bottom of the Chapultepec off-ramp to help direct traffic to keep it moving on the CCC. So
that's right. They are. So right. Be kind to them. They've been out there for a long, long time in those elements. So appreciate everyone.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ann Kirkpatrick here on WWL.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.